Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All kind of cool stuff. Anyways, we're not here for stable diffusion. We're here for anime, and I don't know if I'm going to use that as the cold open or not, but I'm starting this show. So hello, everybody. Welcome to the Anime Versal Reviews Podcast, AVR, here on the Genreverse Podcast Network and YouTube channel. Please hit that red subscribe button on YouTube if you're watching us. If you're listening on your favorite podcast app like Amazon Music now, or Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, and more, give us a follow, leave a review, thumbs up or down, respectively, to all the different formats out there. Really helps us out. So yeah, even the thumbs down, if you tell us what the down is for, if it's for our shit opinions, I can't do anything about that. but format, technical stuff, audio, visual, what have you. I'm Kyle, that's Brian of Pulp Mythos fame here on YouTube. My wife Christine is not here today. She had a bit of a rough night last night, and she slept in, so she just recently got up right before we started recording, so I was like, I'll hold down the show. We're here to discuss Chainsaw Man episode 9, and holy crap, is that an episode. If you guys haven't seen our reaction, go check it out now. I should have put a card in here for it. If not, it's like on the channel from yesterday. Dude, spoiler free, just kind of thoughts and reaction to that. What'd you think?
I mean, how do you follow up last week, you know? And it's like this way. Yeah. Shocking. I think we may have talked about it last week, how the idea of the show sort of, we thought it was one thing and now it's going to become something different. By the end of this episode, that's exactly what happened. You know, the show is, it's not set in stone as far as what the premise is or what it's about. And I love that. I love the continually evolving storyline and shocking, gory, everything I love.
Yeah. I can't agree more. I used the pun that this was a real slice of life episode for the reaction.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Yeah, I know, right? thanks to everyone that did comment about the title on the reaction. I really do appreciate my awful dad jokes and humor being appreciated. what was I going to say? Everything you said is spot on. It really just throws you for a loop, because, man, you think about everything that's led up to this point, and the people that were saying, you know, last week is where real Chainsaw Man begins, Painsaw Man, if you will. Yeah, I get it now. I get it. I still hope we get some moments with Denji, and, you know, either enjoying or trying to enjoy life the way he said he would, the way he promised Pachita he would, and what he's been trying to attain. But I'm down for what we're getting. Absolutely, I cannot wait for more. It's heartbreaking to think that there's only two episodes left this season. Yeah, like, oh my god. but again, I think this might be one that I just go ahead and read the manga, man, because damn. Yeah. And I say that knowing damn well that it's going to take me a long, long time to actually get to reading, because of what reading does to my brain these days. Really tires me out, which is you know, would hinder the ability to do reactions because they're all in subtitle. Yeah, I guess that's it for that. But grades, man. Christine gave me her. She said A plus. I'm the same. Is this another
yes,
A
plus? Yes. About halfway in, I was like, "This is an A plus." Like I was just sitting there, like, yeah.
Well, let's dig into the spoilers part of all of this. Let's start off with the fight. I loved and hated them reopening with Himone. Disappearing. That was just like, damn, again, you know, sound design, music choices, again, all gorgeous. I love the ghost hand, just, you know, knowing that it's got one shot left, one last thing, and it was something that, you know, Himone, am I saying her name right? And now I'm second guessing. Anyways, that, you know, this is something that they would, Himone. I got the vowels switched on either side of the N. I knew I was saying something wrong. Himeno. I loved it pulling the ripcord and starting Denji up. I love his psychotic laugh when he's enjoying what he's doing. Him versus Katana Man was just... yeah. I loved every moment of it, including him getting sliced in half, which was shocking. I mean, you know it's not over, but even though it's not over, you just don't expect that at all. What did you think when you first saw that, dude?
Yeah, I sort of thought something like that was about to happen, you know, because he was doing the whole naive thing of, I got your friend. What are you going to do? And it's like, yeah... what do you think they're going to do?
No, I knew he was going to kill the guy. I just didn't know he would slice Denji in half while he was at it.
But then and they did it for a while when they would just grab Denji, you know, by the chainsaw head and just carry his torso around, you know, it was like, dang. Like, I don't know. The visual of that was sort of funny, but disturbing, you know, all at the same time. But also this fight, not only was it an amazing fight, cool anime fight, you know, where we're leading to, like I said, the objective of his heart, and that was you know, and there's just so many questions, and what's the importance of it, and he said there's only a couple episodes left, so I don't know that we'll get all these answers this season, but yeah
that is probably the hardest thing to cope with right now, is two episodes left. We kind of learn a little bit of this organization just in how far spread they are, how many people are under the influence of, we're assuming, the Gun Devil, and whether or not he's the ultimate one pulling the string, or if there's a middle person between him that they're reporting to. You see that there's a lot of people involved in this. I like that. The girl's name, it starts with an S. I'm sorry, I can't remember. Some of you mentioned it in the comments. She said it once on the radio, like, this is so-and-so, I need backup, which was funny. The funniest line comes from her, comes later, and it's not meant to be funny, but it's funny because of what happens. And that's Makima. Holy crap, dude, did I not... I knew she was going to have some wicked powers. But from the train of her being like, yeah, this isn't my blood, I never got shot. And it's like, bitch, I saw your body. Like, what was that? Is that doppelganger? Is that clone? Is that projection? Is it, you know, what I'm guessing it might be projection, if anything. But what is it? And her having that, almost like a jump scare moment where she's just standing there like, holy crap. And then her devil contract, or at least one of them, is, dude, that is freaking frightening.
Yeah,
when I saw the guys, the convicts being brought to her, I was like, okay, is she going to offer them a suicide squad pact, you know, hey, I'm gonna, you know, make this contract you get, or is she gonna make fiends out of them? Like, that's what I was thinking. No, bitch is gonna fucking slaughter them. And in the process, slaughter the guys that attacked her team. Talk about brilliant. Loved it. Oh, dude, the guy who could feel something going on start to panic, loved it.
Essentially, I mean, the best way to describe it is Death Note power. Mm-hmm. And just the way it plays out. And like you said, you know, they even mentioned that, you know, she's high enough rank or whatever that you're not allowed to know what her devil contracts mm-hmm. are, how many she has, what exactly is going on with her. Clearly, she's a threat. And I love the realization when they realize she wasn't dead and they're like, no, yes. Like they're just panicked.
That's the line I was talking about. She's like, did you confirm her body? Like, holy shit, guys. Like,
oh, no.
Do you not understand?
And so she's very, you know, she's been interested in Denji this whole time. She clearly understands mm-hmm. whatever it is that's important about him. I still go back to my old theory that it's the love and that,
yeah.
that bond is sort of what makes him unique. But yeah, wow. The visuals.
Yeah. Dude. I'm one for gore and violence like you are. The idea of being crushed invisibly like that is just phenomenal. And I love when she starts not just crushing, but smushing the one. And you can see their face like twisting with her hands. I can't speak highly enough about this show and its execution of everything that it sets out to do. Anything else on Makima? Well, let's talk about the kind of like ending part of that before we talk about Kobeni. her whole, you know, now we get a couple bits more information. One, they're consolidating what's left of divisions 1 through 4 under her. And two, she knew some of this stuff that was going to happen. Like, she is even confronted by the guy that resigns. He's like, how much of this did you all already know? And that goes into a whole nother level of mind frackery, if you will, because of the idea of the very realistic thing that has happened in history and continues to happen of people that get a little bit of information that something bad is going to happen, and then they let that smaller bad happen to get at a bigger bad. But that always plays into, you know, do the ends really justify the means, and what does that mean for the interpersonal relationships amongst the team? And the idea that this show could dig into that layer is interesting to me as well. What do you think?
Exactly. The fact that, yeah, that sort of having to make these calculations and, like you said, the idea of greater good and the sacrifice they're willing, or she's willing to make in order to achieve it. We still don't even know completely what the objective is at the end of the day. We, you know, at least not yet. How did she rise to this position? Who is she really? Like, you know, those are things I'm interested in as well. But yeah, that ending when he's handing his resignation, he's just like, yeah, no, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out, bitches. Yeah. And I like the other two that are just like, you know, we're only here for training. We're not going to stick around. And she's like, you know, it's a shame. The food in Tokyo's to die for. And I saw some people in our comments wondering if that was a sly comment on her knowing what went down at the restaurant, or is it, you know, something to come. One thing I find kind of interesting though is, Himeno, kind of, you know, played with Makima's toy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm curious as if to Makima knowing that was going to go down, was willing to let it go down the way it did to get rid of her. Like, I don't know necessarily that I put anything above her, out of her reach. You know what I'm saying? As far as what she's willing to do to achieve her means. What do you think about that?
That's an interesting, yeah, I didn't think of that. But yeah, because we just don't really know how much she knows. And mm-hmm. like you said, the idea of her positioning people and things in a situation, get to where she wants it to go. I don't know yet. There's only two episodes.
I know, right? I know, right? And then at the same time, it's kind of like, man, I like the idea of being surprised, but damn, this is good, and I really want to continue it on. Quick sidebar before we go to Kobeni. Do you think, and this is not a knock on either, because like all mediums of entertainment, they each have amazing purposes, sometimes that cross over and bleed together. But do you think, having seen the anime first versus the manga, do you think that will kind of affect, like, because this has such a cinematic feel to it, and not just look, but also in references and things like that. What do you think?
It's always different every time. You know, big Berserk fan. I saw the anime, the original series first before I read the manga, and they're the same, and yet they're different. You know, there is a different vibe in some ways, and certain characters, you know, excluded, and you know, it's different. And I'm fine with that. I'm sure it's the same with this to a degree. And I'm capable of separating the two.
Yeah. I'm just hoping that it does, because most of the time that I've gone back and read a manga after, it's either felt as good or slightly better with maybe the art or something like that. But like I said, I'm curious as to this one, and not that it would be worse. That just it would be one of those situations where I prefer the anime. That's kind of where I'm curious at. But we shall see. So the girl with the moves, Brian, that's what we were told about her a few episodes again during the infamous kiss episode, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe it was the in the hotel where, you know, they're talking about why each person is there. And I can't remember if it was Himeno or Power that said Kobeni has the moves or has some moves. You and I were wondering, Christine and I were wondering, what is she doing there? Like, she cannot handle this job, poor girl. Now we kind of see she may not be mentally handling it very well, but Brian, chicks got some moves.
Yeah, that was amazing. That? Oh yeah, it was. I mean, I was smiling because I'm like, of course they saved this, you know, surprise for us. And it was, yeah, that was cool. And
I love, like, her being there with a knife again.
I love the knife. Yeah. And
so that's the knife.
yeah, that was really cool. There's a character from a old horror film, Nightbreed, Dr. Decker. Mm-hmm. And he keeps the long knife. And I was thinking about that.
Yeah, I dug it, man. And then her usage of the gun, a blind shot back, you know, like.
Oh, yeah. Dude. All of it.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. I do. I and then her breakdown, like the laugh cry. Mm-hmm. Even I don't even know if that was done on purpose or if the person, like, that's how they just acted the cry, but it sounded like an unhinged laugh cry.
That's what I got. Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's so convincing. it's absolutely astounding how much depth they've given to so many characters. Mm-hmm. So far.
She could have easily been a throwaway. Like, yeah. Oh, she's, you know, scared. That's her thing. And it's like, yeah. No, we've given her this time to shine.
Absolutely. We now have spent time with enough time, of course, with Denji to be seriously attached, Aki to be invested in, Himeno we were invested in, to where it's like, damn, you gotta make us watch her die again? Screw you guys, you know? And now Kobeni, she's and they've balanced it all, and there's been enough of Makima from her you know, talk with her boss, her superior, to talks with Denji and the other team members, to moments like we got in this episode. It's really hard to do that. I mean, I know movies with you know, a lead and a support, and that can't balance character development this well. So, bravo. Any other thoughts on this episode, man? Did I miss anything you wanted to bring up?
Not that I can think of. I'll probably think of it later, though. There was a lot going on.
That's all good. Yeah. The way I understand it, 12 episodes. I don't know if I think I read a second season was already 100% greenlit. Maybe that was just rumor, but I don't see this not. I don't see this not running for a few years. I think this is a one of those that's lived up to the hype.
Yeah, I've Absolutely. Already seen a lot of merchandise.
Oh yeah, I'm getting some merchandise for Christmas. I got a plush Pochita coming. So yes, I'm excited about it. My mom was asking, you know, she still gets all of her kids. My sister and I and our spouses' presents, I asked for that, and she's like, "This." I'm like, "Yes, don't question me, woman." Oh man, I'm stoked. Anyways, guys, you should be stoked about all the other anime content we have here on the Genreverse, here on YouTube especially, but as well as the podcast apps. Besides AVR, you get AVR squared over on YouTube for reactions. So Christine and I are doing Chainsaw Man. We do Spy Family with Brian, Beast Tamer. Eminence and Shadow, and we're running through Fate Zero as well. Fate episodes go up Mondays and Thursdays, so hey, tomorrow Fate Zero episode four. We've got a couple of general geek and pop culture shows. We've got things for Marvel, things for Star Wars, trailer reactions, and more. All of that and written articles and reviews go up on the LRMonline.com website. Celebrity interviews, leaks, rumors. We try to filter through as much BS as we possibly can and only deliver either one, rumors we feel pretty confident are likely, or two, they're just interesting what if questions. But we're not giant freaking robot. We're not just publishing shit. Brian, you do YouTube as well. Tell them about it.
I got a channel on YouTube. It's called Pulp Mythos. Hasn't been content in a little while, but coming back in January. Check it out. Go subscribe.
Yeah. Good back catalog, though. Yes. A lot of things that if you haven't seen, you might actually find yourself into, especially if you're a fan of Chainsaw Man. All right, guys, that's going to do it for us on this one. We'll see you for Spy Family. Bye.